Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 70. Can you hear the screaming outside? I am in Chicago, and it is St. Patrick's Day. I wonder if there's any Irish people here. I just got in from Austin. I'm doing shows at Zany's. Got a cold. That's South by Southwest Interactive, or the nerd flu. Similar to the one you get at CES when you're rubbing up against nerds in big clusters for days on end. But South by was such a blast, and we had a great time, and I saw so many great comics there and got to do some wonderful shows and hosted the Interactive Awards and had a blast. So if you came to that, thank you so much. A few shows to tell you about. Nerdist at Meltdown is launching April 2nd. That is a Saturday. Our first show is Pop in Politics with Jimmy Dore. A phenomenal show. If you haven't seen it before, you should definitely come see that. Also, April 4th is our big Black Dynamite night. We're going to screen Black Dynamite. We're going to do a panel with the director and actress from Black Dynamite. We have a bunch more surprises. The Black Dynamite Orchestra is going to be there to play music. Apparently, there's going to be food trucks there, and there's going to be a big signing for the new Black Dynamite comic book, Slave Island. So, all month long in April is our launch month. We've got a ton of great shows. You can find the Meltdown calendar at meltcomics.com. I'll also throw a link on nerdist.com in case you forget that. So come out and support that so we can have a physical space and have shows for nerds who like comedy in LA. Also, again, Huke Lao, Chicopee, Massachusetts, April 8th, and the Wilbur Theater, April 9th. I will stop bugging you about that show when it sells out. I said when. I don't know if that's going to happen. What the fuck is wrong with me? Also, I would like to welcome back Threadless.com as the Nerdist Industry sponsor for the week. These guys, I purchased so many Threadless shirts that I was wearing on Attack of the Show and Web Soup and Craig Ferguson that I just approached them and said, will you guys sponsor the podcast, please? Because I like your stuff. And they said yes, so all week long, you'll see their banner on Nerdist.com. They're sponsoring the podcast this week. If you don't know, Threadless began in the year 2000 as a hobby and has since become the poster child for nerd sourcing. So nerds submit designs, and then a larger cluster of nerds vote on those designs. Up to date, almost 150 million votes. And they paid $1.1 million to artists last year, so it is a great way for artists to make some money, get their design seen and worn out there in the world. So I highly encourage you to support Threadless.com because they have been supporting us, and we certainly appreciate it. Threadless.com, submit and score designs at Threadless. All right, so this is the hostful episode number 70. We recorded this at South by Southwest with Jonah and Matt in a studio apartment. It's a little echoey, but it was the best we could do because it's difficult to find a quiet place there. So I hope you enjoy it. Here it is, number 70.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
So just watch my levels and see where I'm at. And I'm talking pretty normally.
What about now? What if we get loud?
That seems to be good.
That's okay. All
right. We're in a condo.
Yeah.
That Matt Myra is staying in.
We're looking right over beautiful solo downtown Austin, Texas.
Great view. That window slides open. I've stood out there. I'm not entirely sure if that's for humans.
Yeah. That would sunset. Sunsetting in the Texan sky.
It is gorgeous outside.
It is really gorgeous. Good day.
This is a great space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool space. Yeah. We just did our show with John Oliver at Esther's Follies at South by Southwest, which was insane! So much fun!
Yeah, he was so funny.
It was really good.
I love the fact that he's dedicated to The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool that he just wants to, that's what he wants. He wants to make The Daily Show good. He wants to be a part of it.
That's great. Well, and I'm sure he will be able to do that for many years to come.
Yeah.
I forgot, though, and I didn't think it was actually possible to do this, but there's a dude who came named Wayne, and he brought a Nerdist cake that his girlfriend made, and I believe her name is Kelly, and I was so blown away by the detail. Like,
yeah,
it's a
beautiful
big yellow cake, and then it had the laser logo, and it said Nerdist underneath, and then up in the corner, they put a little Texas logo.
Yeah.
Texas logo. Well, the shape of the state of Texas.
Because
that's not their logo.
Is that kind of the logo?
Their logo is someone sitting on a porch drinking a Lone Star beer.
Is that
what them, but it was in the shape of Texas.
It was in the shape of Texas, yeah. And I'd wanted to share it with the whole audience, but it wasn't possible because
we had to get out for the news.
Everyone had to get out because John Oliver was doing two shows after that. So and it turns out people on a podcast don't want to listen to other people eat cake. Eat anything, really. They get very mad when that happens.
Neil Mahoney especially gets mad.
Neil Mahoney gets very upset about unlisted. That's what he tweeted.
One time it happened. One time we ate a little bit of food.
I think it happened a couple times.
No,
the main time was the rain.
It was the cookies and the Rain Wilson, where Enjoy Your Burrito was born.
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw Rain here.
Yeah.
I'm super excited because they're screening Super.
Yeah.
The James Gunn movie with Rain and Nathan Fillion and Liv Tyler's in it and Kevin Bacon and Ellen Page. And I ran into Rain because Rain did Doug Benson, Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah.
With Simon Pegg and James Gunn, and I couldn't go see the screening because I did Comedy Death Ray, so I had this idea that I wanted to pitch that we should do a tweet up.
You're pitching this, so we're gonna do it then.
Well, we can at least do part of it.
All right.
The other part I have to see. I'll give you the grand plan, and then
we'll figure it out.
And then we'll figure it out. But the grand plan is Super opens April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking April 3rd, we do a tweet up in L.A. where we just get a bunch of nerds together and we go see Super.
Yeah.
And then if he'll do it, because James Gunn said he would do the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can talk him into nailing the date down, we go see Super in the afternoon. And then that night, we do a podcast panel with James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets will be $10, but free if you show up with your ticket stub from seeing the movie Super.
Ah.
Now, that would apply to any showing or the particular show we were at?
Any showing. It doesn't matter. Okay. Like, you can come to the showing.
So you have to see it opening night? You can still
You can see it opening night. You can use your ticket to come to the thing free. Now, the tweet-up part, I can say we'll do because we can agree to that easily.
Yeah.
The James Gunn part of it depends on his schedule, if he can do it, you know? So that part I don't know yet. So just stay tuned for more details.
Yeah,
follow Nerdist on Twitter.
But the Nerdist and Meltdown space is getting. I mean, like we're actually getting some fun shows coming up.
Yeah,
we got the Black Dynamite show, and hopefully this will happen. And then we're talking to Ben Folds about doing a podcast with him.
Yeah, that's
Chris is talking to Ben Folds. Jonah and I aren't.
No,
I'm listening to a lot of Ben Folds. That's kind of just par for the course.
Yeah, I do.
Didn't you say you said you saw him at the All Star Lanes in Echo Park?
I just moved. I just moved out to Los Angeles and was working at a record store. And his album Rockin' the Suburbs was about to come out. And they were doing this promotional thing: is if you pre-order the album, you get a pass to go bowling and see him perform at All Star Lanes in Eagle Rock on Eagle Rock Boulevard. And so my boss, he's like, you're a fan, I'll just give you the ticket. And so I go, and I bowled some frames, and then the show was about to start, so we go into the bar area, and I was 19, I shouldn't have been there, but I had a fake ID. And so I go in, and getting drinks, and then I'm just seeing him play with his band, it's great, it's like packed in, it was like a fucking punk show, and then all of a sudden they start playing the beginning of, Song for the Dumped. They give me my money back.
Yeah.
And so he's like, we got a new singer for this one. And then I see this guy just like go up on stage, hair dangling in front of his face, and then he whips his hair back and it's Weird Al. And then I was just like, oh my god, piss shit. Puke. Just
puke.
Like I was like, this is incredible. And I was like, this is what LA is like. This shit probably happens all the time.
So let me ask you, does that shit happen all the time?
No. There was a long time in my life after that nothing happened. And that was when I was still living in Pedro, and I was just fucking
I saw
it was a bad scene. I remember I tried to talk to Weird Al, but I didn't.
I saw Ben Folds 5 twice, and I've seen Benfold solo, I think, four times.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, I've been a lot.
He did a really cool song with,
he did an album with Nick Hornby. Like,
yeah, yeah, that's how, that was pretty cool. That?
And he also did this thing where, he did this thing called The Bends. It was him and Ben Lee and Ben Queller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they all just went in the corner of a room and wrote a verse and then came together and made this song.
And I saw him one time, I walked by him. He had done the Hollywood Bowl. He opened up for John Mayer. And I was there, of course, because it was Ben Folds and John Mayer. So I was walking out and he had been walking up from Hollywood and Highland. I was like, hey, Ben, I really enjoyed your show. And he was like, oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. And he just kept walking with his
girl. Nice. Same thing happened to me once. The after I saw Built to Spill, I saw the singer walking up. And I was like, hey, Doug, your show last night was really awesome. Oh, wow. Thanks, man. See you later. And so I was like, yeah, this is good.
I was like, that's the template for how to be when people say that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of. Oh, I feel like I've had so many of those experiences where I fucked that up.
Yeah, the whole Chris, you had a great show thing?
Or no, where I say to someone that, you know, that you're like, oh, that was really great. Yeah. It was really awesome.
I think it's just a level of coolness. You just go, hey, man, good show. It's like, cool. Yeah, I can get behind that.
I mean, listen, as long as you don't expect anything from those exchanges, like as long as I feel like what I had to learn to do was just not expect to become that person's best friend.
When I
see someone after a show, like when we did the Download Festival in Northern California, and I just, like, I was kind of into this band called the Duke Spirit. And Duke Spirit played the Download Festival, and so backstage, I saw the lead singer as this chick, and I was like, hey, that was a really great set. And she was like, thanks. And I felt totally satisfied by that exchange, because I didn't expect, I was going to hang out with the band, or they were going to know who I was, or and I just got to express my gratitude for their work, and then she said thanks, and I felt good.
Yeah, just never do the, hey, good set, thanks, man. Ew, so what are you doing now?
Fuck your mouth, Nick.
So the key to meeting famous people is
Speaking of, can I fuck your mouth? This condo we're in has weird pictures everywhere.
There's a painting back
there's
here.
There's a bizarre
by
painting
by Grace Slick. If you read the
shit, it is a painting by Grace Slick.
If you read the thing, it's a limited edition of 300 prints or so. And from what I've surmised, it's Alice in Wonderland. I cannot tell who the Mad Hatter is. But Tweedledee and Tweedledum are John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Jerry Garcia is the,
He's the Cheshire Cat. And then there's a raccoon.
Yeah, there's a raccoon in the tree. I don't understand it.
You don't have to, man.
Oh, thanks, Grace.
Grace?
That's what she would say.
I cannot tell who the Mad Hatter is.
Yeah. Maybe we should tweet that. And then
Is the band White Rabbit.
Well, someone will listen to us, look it up, and then tweet at us what the answer is.
Okay,
we'll
be perfect.
Like, what are you talking about?
No.
Yeah, poor Matt. Yeah, Matt Meyer was slumming. He's in this sweet condo, but you know what? No Wi-Fi, you guys.
Oh,
no Wi-Fi whatsoever. You're hearing a weird hum right now, people. I don't know what that's from.
It's the refrigerator.
Oh.
You have to understand, we're in a studio apartment type thing, and so the kitchen is the living room.
Yes.
Is the bathroom, is the hallway.
Yes. This is the shared kitchen living room.
How bad is the hum?
When you stop, it's pretty annoying.
Let me
put the headphones on. Let me listen to this.
I don't think it's the fridge. I think it's outside. You hear it?
Yeah.
Right? You hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's traffic.
It's not horrible. We're enjoying this, people.
Listen, guys, we're doing the best we can to scrape together 45 minutes for the Hustle podcast this week.
Otherwise, we couldn't do one.
Like there was literally no place for us to go to do this. Yeah. We couldn't do it at Esther's Follies. We certainly can't do it in the streets. Every 4 feet, there's a different fucking band playing on 16,000.
It's only the start of the fucking week here.
Yeah, and so you have to understand, if... You know, I get it. I hear complaints sometimes about the audio quality, and I always say to people, "Fine, if you want to send us dedicated equipment so that we can just record
the
studio,
or if you just want to return the shit you stole out of my car."
Oh.
Please return that. So, you know, we're doing the best we can. We have the Zoom H4n, and this is the best we can do when we're on the road. I mean, like, we literally, to be honest, fucking concrete floors. 18-foot ceilings of this place, like, it's just window with Festival Austin behind
maybe
us.
Maybe if you close the curtains, that'll soften the damage.
They're all better.
Yep, that's right. Curtains do everything. Nope, it's fine. You know what? This is the best we can do. And
it's a little less echoey. Yeah,
and we'll just get through it. We'll just get through it the best
it's
we can.
Fine. Yeah. It sounds fine.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. I'm surprisingly not as tired as
Let
I should be.
Let me ask you. You just traveled. You went to New York.
Yes, sir. I did. I had publisher meetings.
Then you came back.
Yes.
For two? How many days? 3 days.
I was back for 2 days. I did an event at the Paley Center with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was a blast.
Will that be heard ever? Is that a podcast thing? No.
Maybe.
Oh. I don't know.
Chris,
yet.
You are making us go crazy.
Maybe it'll be a podcast at some point.
Jonah and I do some audio drops, or we just throw in something?
Good one, Jimmy. Jimmy. I just put my voice way in the background. Like
way to go.
Jimmy.
Yep, Jonah's on this one.
Chris's friend, Jonah.
And you just laugh.
Hey, Big Z.
Yeah, we'll just put your laugh.
Yeah, it's way in the background.
Has been described on the internet, chipmunk laugh.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
I lashed out at someone on the Nerdist site, you guys.
Oh, I want to hear this.
I lashed out. And here's the thing. The guy was not being awful,
mm-hmm.
but the point that he was trying to make made me so angry.
Okay.
That and I have to say, for a criticism, it was done very politely. But
did I see this? What episode was that on?
It was the last one.
Okay.
It was the last Hostful episode that we did,
which was probably a home run.
Yeah. Well, also I want to apologize. I didn't know the difference between Liam and Noel, and people got upset.
Oh, they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I also like I'm we sure what we need would. To do is start devoting 5 minutes of each week to apologies. Like, okay, yeah. I forgot.
Well, that's what they do at the end of this sports show I watch every day called PTI. At the end, they have Statboy come out and tell them how they were wrong.
Yeah, yeah. That and, oh, yeah. Oh, and the site that a lot of people are starting to join, that site, RDIO.com, where I listen to all my music.
The letter RDIO.com.
And a lot of people have been just, hey, what was that music site you were talking about?
I actually did. I signed up for a free trial of it. I love it because I'll think of this obscure B.B. King Blues album, and I'll be like, maybe. And then I go, oh, I can listen to the whole thing.
P.S., not a sponsor. You guys genuinely like RDIO.
Genuinely like it, and if they want to be a sponsor.
All you have to do is give us free lifetime accounts.
It's just genuinely
and $3,000.
I accidentally, last week, was throwing out, I identified 2 as not a prime number. Oh, 2 is a prime number. I know it, and I know it's a prime number because Mike and I put it in a song in our redneck science song, Trace Elements.
Did you say 2 or you said 3?
I said 2 as not being a prime number. 2 is definitely a prime number. And what's irritating about that is I know that it is because in our Trace Elements song, we put in a count off where instead of 2, 3, 4, Mike does 2, 3, 5, 7. Right. So I know that it is indeed a prime number. All right, so let me draw this comment up, and you tell me if you think I overreacted a little bit. Because I try not to.
Say
whenever,
yes.
Whenever,
say
as yes Chris's friend, when he says, tell me if I overreacted, it's usually, no, why are you being like this? Why are you asking if you overreacted?
Okay, probably. So, you know, last week...
Unless it's security guards he's dealing with. Then he overreacts.
Yeah, well, because they just want to put their foot on your neck. that's their job. That's what they want to do. Like even last night, I was going in something and I had a badge and I was supposed to get in, and the guy just immediately was like, whoa, like that. And I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
You don't have to. I'm not challenging you in any way. I actually should be allowed to come in. But you know, we have to be respectful because they deal with a lot of cocksuckers try to pull some shit over.
Best, of course.
So this guy comment on the site, and actually reading his comment is actually going to violate the thing that irritates him. You never get enough complaints. This is from N18PR. You never get enough complaints, right? So I'm just pile one more on top of that steaming dish of noodle stories.
Okay.
Noodle stories, by the way, very polarizing to people.
Yes.
Some people either fucking hate it or they say don't ever stop doing it. So...
It's not even a thing. It was like an anecdote.
I know.
that's the best part.
It's turned into a thing because people hated it.
Exactly
what we did.
Fuel the fire.
So here we go. Please stop allowing listener plugs into the podcast. I know you're trying to help them out, and I appreciate the thought, but for those of us who listen casually, it's really annoying and makes the poster look like kind of a dick. Just the comments here, or really any forum, isn't the spot for self or self-related promotion. Please keep the plugs relevant. For example, Chris's stand-up schedule is relevant to the podcast, Wilbur Theater, April 9th. And topical plugs are fine, but when some random listener decides the podcast is for some reason his own spot to promote his own irrelevant project or need for a job, it just cheapens the entire experience. Then he follows it up with, just want to say I love the podcast, and I am not I'm not an extroverted nerd like all of you. I enjoy the antics of Chris, Matt, and Joan every week. You know, it's like a very kind way to criticize. Mm. I think what he was referring to is there was that girl, Allie, who lost her job. We 24 promoted crayons. 24 crayons, so we promoted it, like I just did now. And so I really was fucking furious at that comment, because what I read from it was that what he was saying was like, yeah, I don't know that person, so it's because it's not relevant to me. It's universally not relevant.
Yeah.
And so I said, listen, first of all, if you love the show, you know that I have a pet peeve about being told how to run it. you know, it's free.
All right.
It's free. If you start paying for it, you know, like fine. Complain all you want. And to say that plugging something cheapens the show is beyond self-centered. Like, for this guy. Because he's saying it's not relevant. Because I feel like we have a platform. A lot of people listen.
Sure.
This poor girl lost her job.
Yeah.
If it drives... I mean, like, if I say... Hey, Mona in Washington loves cats. That is irrelevant to everyone.
But she does.
She does. She does. Really right. Like cats.
She is a cat lady.
Yeah.
She loves her delightful cats.
She got her 11.
Her tabby.
That's right.
Her tabby.
That is irrelevant. But, you know, I don't feel like saying, hey, everyone, this girl, 24crayons.com, she makes cool stuff. That's like saying that you like a band or you like a TV show or a film. Like, we're, you know, we're trying to create a community where we share people and their work and try to connect nerds. And so I just felt like his point of view was very self-centered by calling other people's work irrelevant because it doesn't directly relate to him.
Yeah, you know what was irrelevant? His comment. Moving on.
Oh, shit. Then I have to say...
But thanks for loving the show.
Even though my response was kind of aggressive, he responded, like, very kindly again. So, you know what? I respect... If we're going to get criticisms about the show, one of the things that I enjoy about the nice nerds who listen to our show is that most of them are very thoughtful. And, like, his criticism was very thoughtful, but I wholeheartedly disagree, which friends can do.
Yeah.
So, have you seen any music here at the festival that you like so far?
Last night I went to an amazing show. A buddy of mine who's in a band called Man Man started a new band with the singer of this band called Islands. Mm-hmm. Also was in a band called The Unicorns, which was very good.
He was the corporate band for the Islands Burger and Chicken Sandwich chain?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's Ryan Kattner, Honus.
Hate that place so much.
Honus from Man Man, Nick Diamonds from Unicorns Islands, Michael Cera, the actor, plays bass in the band. And
he was down here playing bass?
Yeah. Oh. And then one of the drummers for Modest Mouse is the drummer for the band.
And it's good because the unicorn in the name is a little precious.
Yes, but the band is called Mr. Heavenly.
Okay.
And they're going to have an album out in Sub Pop, and they were great. But then who also played the show was the OCs from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I believe they're from San Francisco. They are a great band, awesome live band. I really recommend seeing them if you have a chance. Surf City, who's kind of like a shoegazy band right now. What?
Surf City Smoothies?
Yeah, Surf City Smoothies.
See, all these bands you see are connected to corporate food chains.
They sound like other things.
Yep.
Some words.
I saw the McDonald's.
But yeah, and then Ted Leo did a solo set at the end of the night, and No Age also played.
God damn it, you saw shitloads of music.
This was one show.
And it's not even the music portion of South by Southwest.
No, that was crazy. It was a free show open up to the public.
Fucking packed. And Kumail and Emily and I were like, we can't get in there. We tried to go in and we're like, it's too...
Yeah, and that must have been at like 1:30 in the morning, or was that earlier in the night?
No, the show started at like 7:30 or something. Okay. Like that. But it was all those bands were pretty fucking good. Mr. Heavenly, the OCs, who else did we see? Bad Vane.
My friend Bad Vane's, I know those guys. I met them here at South by Southwest like 4 years ago. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Like the Bad Vane's guys are not only innovative musicians, but they're super cool nerds. Like they figured out how to do a mobile app before iPhones had, before there were really apps.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was just, you were just doing web-based mobile apps. Like, they figured out how to turn their site into a mobile app, like, before anyone.
That's really rad.
They're pretty awesome dudes. They're at Bad Vane's, by the way, if you're...
How is that relevant to me?
I mean, I don't. I have veins, but I'm pretty sure they're good veins.
You know who tweeted me was the drummer for Motion City Soundtrack. He said I know how you feel with the broken arm.
Tony Thaxton.
Yeah, Tony Thaxton, and he tweeted me a picture of the X-ray, and it's a fucking horrible looking break, and he's a fucking drummer, and he had to get and he like sent me the link to his his blog he wrote about it for, I think, Modern Drummer or something like that. And it's just like this story about how it got fixed, and it was like, and then it got infected, and then it almost got it better, and then something else was wrong. That's
awful.
Yeah, really took him out for a long time. He says, and they were recording an album at the time, so he was trying to heal, but still trying to, you know, it was great. It was a great article.
Former Nerdist podcast guest, Motion City Soundtrack.
Yeah, he also mentioned that. He's all, and I was on it once. I was on number 4, and you weren't there.
No, we mashed that one up with Rob Hubel's episode.
Yes, we did. Yeah, yeah.
When we were still experimenting with the format, like, maybe we'll do 2 guests an episode. Yeah. And then it seemed like, let's just do 1 guest an episode.
Yeah. And now we're at no guests.
Pretty soon, we won't even be here. It'll
That's not even full circle. That's
just be the sound
off
of an echoey room.
Yep. Just the hum in the background. Yeah, anyway, let's just listen.
I'll still laugh.
Asshole. See, yeah, all the favorite.
That's how it works.
All your favorite things.
Why is Jonas so mean to you? That's what I get a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Why are you? I'm just kidding. I don't think you are. That's just Jonah, everybody.
Listen, all I had to do was look at him.
All he's saying is that everyone says that. Don't worry about it.
I do it with a smile. Therefore, it's charm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's rakish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
It's rakish. That's what it is. It's a little rakish.
No. I there's a couple people in my life that I tend to just like make fun of whenever every time I'm near them. Yeah, it's no,
because you love them.
Because I love them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you guys love each other.
Yeah,
you guys love each other.
Look at him! I will fucking hit you.
Hello. I fell down the stairs, Chris.
Again. Last week it was your bicycle. Stop riding your bike down the stairs. Don't you see how that is a recipe for bruises?
A recipe for bruises.
I have a scar on my forehead that I, like, people ask me how I got it, and I can honestly say skateboarding, and I'm the worst skateboarder in the
world. Nice, brah.
But I was in the house, and we had the step down into my dining room, and I ollied down, and then I came off the board and hit the chair, and I saw it, and it was brown. Like, it came down in front of my face, and I was like, oh, it must be some chipped thing. And then I turned to my friend, and he just went, like, gave the weirdest, like, I hit an artery in my forehead, and I just started gushing blood, like, everywhere. And then my mother had to come back from the hospital and bring me back to the hospital, because she had just gone to work at the hospital.
Geez. Oh, she wasn't like, she didn't fall off after doing an ollie.
She had just gone into
work. I saw work. Mom try it. I was like, I should try this ollie.
Did she, when she took you to the hospital, she go, wee, 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 wee. No, she did.
Thanks, Mom.
I don't see a scar on your forehead.
Maybe if I...
Do I see it?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I have a scar on my forehead from where I had surgery when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Had sinus surgery.
That's right.
Not awesome. Don't recommend it. And then a bunch of glass on my forehead after a car accident.
My face is flawless, except for all the popped capillaries.
No, you're right.
I have the eyebrow, too, and that was from my sister and the bathroom door. She went, boom, we were fighting. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough about scars.
I also have crow's feet.
And see, I can see him now because you're smiling. You have such a pretty smile, Jonah Ray. So let's do this week's Matt stand-up report. Did you write any stand-up this week?
No, I haven't done it. No.
By the way, I don't want to turn this into a chore that you're not going to enjoy doing.
No, it wasn't.
But I do like to check in.
It's not a chore. Yeah. Please check in. You should check in. That's what you should do. I'm trying to think. When did we do the last podcast? Thursday?
Yeah, last Thursday.
Yeah, and then Friday, Saturday, I worked. And then Sunday, I came here. So I didn't. I should have made time, but I didn't.
Can't you find... You know what you need to do is you need to just write jokes on other people's computers and then email them to yourself.
Yeah. During your lunch break, when you sit down...
Poor Matt's brain's a little fried.
I do, my break, I write stuff down all the time that I think of.
Are people recognizing you at your work?
It's not at work. Surrounding the Grove, like if I'm at Chipotle or Whole Foods or...
Wait, why would you say the Grove?
I work at Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Nordstrom's chain.
I thought you worked at an animal stand in the farmer's market.
No, Matt's a pants genius.
I'm a pants genius.
Oh, sorry.
If you have a problem with your pants,
that's not going to fit, sir.
Oh, you are a genius. I swear to God, I didn't drop these pants in water.
Yeah, no, it doesn't, not so much at work, but around work, I get recognized.
Doesn't happen to me.
Really?
No.
That's pretty amazing, because you're pretty...
Kind of a, I look like...
Maybe you just are the type of person no one wants to approach, because...
I don't know if that's... I think
it's happened a couple times, but not for a while.
They think like, he's going to be like he is to Matt, so I'm not going to approach him.
Yeah, the audience is
really
the voice
funny?
Of Matt.
Really funny? Is that what they're going to... They're going to like, that guy looks like he's going to be really funny to me.
So the question is, when you guys do your two-person comedy act...
Uh-huh.
On the...
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't really talk. He sits near the stage, and I go, "Hey, look at this guy!"
Oh, wow,
I'm telling you, someday
too real.
No, what's going to happen is you're going to start running this open mic.
Yeah.
Then once you kind of get like, once you sort of get your 10, 12 minutes together, mm-hmm. then, you know, we'll go do a show
I'm
on the road.
I'm feeling good about 7 of those minutes, so I just need to get a little bit more. You
know. Seven of those minutes with no notepad in your hand?
I didn't use one at the last meltdown.
You didn't? I thought you had your thing out.
You didn't watch my set.
Oh, God, I always have a notebook on stage.
I am running a show.
I had it with me. I put it down. I didn't touch it again.
I wonder if the neighbors are like, someone doing a podcast next door?
By the way, that set at meltdown, that was, in the words of Emily, I killed.
So you recorded this, right?
No.
Well,
that was the one I forgot to record.
Yep. Well, Jonah, even if he did record it.
Pixar didn't happen.
Jonah was cornered by a conspiracy theorist while I was doing my set.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You're not recording your set part of the conspiracy?
Some crazy dude that showed up the week after Kumail was on Conan. He was walking out. I was like, hey, you got a wristband? And he's oh, no, I'm looking for Kumail Nanjiani. Like, clearly didn't know his name. And
it's not Nanjiani?
No.
Shit.
We likes to potty.
Better write an apology, man.
And then I said, oh, no, he's like, who's hosting tonight? I said, I am. And then immediately I was like, ah, that's not what I should have said. I should have said.
Meanwhile, I'm killing him.
Yeah. And then the guy, he's like, hey, let me ask you a question. How come we can make cargo across the country on an ounce of gas, but no one knows about it? I was like, oh, fuck.
Here we go. Did he have tinfoil on his head?
He had a yarmulke.
Okay.
I could have had tinfoil on the inside.
Yeah, he had a yarmulke, and he says, I'm Jewish, but I'm not Jewish where I would wear a yarmulke, but it helps me get into places. And I said, oh, my God, it doesn't end with you.
Like yarmulke stores?
He wouldn't, yes. For returns.
Where do you buy yarmulkes? I've never seen yarmulke
stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's one.
Judel stories.
You know where you can get a yarmulke? Schmooley's on Beverly and La Brea.
Really?
They sell.
Wasn't that your name in Back on
that
Top?
That was also the name of my character.
Schmooley.
Schmooley on Back on Top, the Sklar Brothers show. The Jew who didn't know how to be one.
I loved that show.
That was some of the funnest times I've had.
Janet's on that. It's a good show.
Tons of fun people.
Yeah, like I remember, like they had to keep on schooling me on the. I didn't know how to say tubish vat. It's I was like a Jew that like ate pizza, like pepperoni pizza.
Uh-huh.
They're like, what are you doing, Shmuley? I was like, you can't deny it. It's like tubish bot in my mouth. I kept on saying tubish bot.
Back on Top should have been on television.
Should have been really on television.
That show was really that been. Show was so tight.
Should have been on television. Really, I have a DVD that
serious radio.
Jay gave me a DVD of all the episodes of the first season of Back on Top. So like, it's all strung together and it's awesome.
It is shocking to me that. Like, how could a network not look at that and be like, well, this week, all we have to do is just, this would be an easy show to port over to television.
Yep.
They made the show for no money.
Yep.
And it was phenomenal.
Yep.
And it just, what's inspiring about it is that it just shows you, like, if you're funny, your content's going to be good. You don't have to throw you don't have to throw $10 million at a project. If it's good and you hire funny people, it's a funny show.
Yep.
And yet, not on my television, you guys.
Nope.
At least not that I'm aware of. I haven't had a lot of time to watch TV lately.
Someone put a Quemence thing on some like an Urban Dictionary site, but they misspelled it. Quamance.
Quamance.
Yeah, Quamance.
In other fun news, Matt Myra now has a Wikipedia page.
I do. Thank you, whomever. I forget the name of the guy that did it.
Hey, man, Wiki's a community, man.
Yeah, but no, I'm pretty proud of that, having a Wikipedia page. I feel like I've made it on the internet.
Yep.
Because now on Google...
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Oh, man, did you see that? Like, recently, C. Martin tweeted, a reference to The Jerk.
What did he tweet?
He tweeted, the new phone book's here, the new phone book's here, the new phone book's here. This is the kind of excitement I have, and it was just a picture of him with his album.
Oh, yes, and that's actually become his avatar.
Yeah.
Same holding
and I retweeted it saying, oh my God, he referenced himself.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome. So neat.
He'd be a great guest.
He would be.
He'll never come on.
Someday, because he won't talk about his past.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's sort of... It's almost like there's pointless to ask him questions about stand-up because Born Standing Up was so good and thorough.
That's
it's like, what's he going to say that wasn't in that book? He'd just be like, well, you could just get Born Standing Up.
Get the audio version, kids, because that's actually fantastic.
Yeah, he reads it.
He does it. He goes into the bit a little.
You hear him doing the bit. Yeah.
Plus, the banjo interlude is him.
Yep.
He is fantastic.
He is. Do we have any Quemence?
Yeah, we have Quemence. We have questions.
We have
comments.
It's a question.
It's a comment. It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question. It's a question.
But wait.
It's a comment.
However.
It's a comment. It's a question. It's a question.
Huh? We have messed them up together. And it's
From Tangelia, Chris, please no more noodle stories. I love you guys. This is an inside joke that is cutesy between a couple.
Feeling.
We were not all at that place with you guys. There was no experience to share.
No, there was no. God damn it.
What is the matter, Jonah?
They think Chris saw you were there with us when that happened. That's the thing about noodle stories. Everyone's like, hey, leave your inside jokes to yourselves. You guys were all there listening to when Chris brought up the store and then the funny thing that would have that store's name sounded like, and then we all joked around about
it. Oh my god, it's my dad's birthday.
Sorry. It's my mom's birthday today.
I have to call my I literally have to call my dad.
Your dad's birthday and your mom's birthday are the same day?
Are they
March 14th?
Yeah,
March 14th. Are they 14th? The same
person? Pi Day? Your parents' birthdays on Pi Day?
Yeah, my dad and Albert Einstein. Should I call him on the podcast?
No. Listening to phone calls on a podcast is death.
Yeah, yeah.
When I did Montreal last year, I did a show with Tom Arnold, and he called. He was hosting the show, and he called Dr. Phil on stage.
That'd be terrible. My dad's not Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I know, but the point is, like, calling people on stage is not always awesome. And then the immediate post after that, I'm completely fangirl for Noodle Stories. Thanks, Sarah.
It's not a thing.
This was interesting because this directly relates to something we said on the podcast last week. Tony L. Long-time listener, first-time poster. I, too, have been extremely annoyed with extraneous sound effects in television and movies. So last week I said I was annoyed when they put the bad, the not genuine iPhone answering thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, here's another one. On Dexter, he answers his capacitive smartphone with a glove on.
Not really.
Interesting. His glove had sausages on it.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Just like they do in Korea. All right, I've been extremely annoyed with extraneous sound effects in television movies, such as computers that make obnoxious beeping noises anytime there's a click. And yes, your iPhone example on episodes. I have to tell you, though, this is not always the fault of the Foley person. Audio engineers are the first people to be annoyed by these sounds because we study sound. He's Foley guy, clearly. We study sound and pay attention to it. The fact is, many directors and producers think that certain on-screen actions are empty without some kind of sound effect, whether it's lifelike or not, and they feel it'll have greater impact of the sound effect, like being annoying, whether it's realistic or not. So the engineers have to put them in if they want a paycheck, even if it makes their spine cringe. Cut the Foley engineers some slack, dudes. It's not the workers. It's the man. Love the podcast a little too much, perhaps. All right. I am now in cutting slack mode, Tony L. I genuinely will be more tolerant of sound effects that I know are not your fault. The iPhone does not make a sound effect when you poke it. Therefore, it is probably not exciting to watch.
Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Are you texting your father?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing, Matt? One of your podcasts? Did your dad know about the podcast?
He commented on the website.
Does he listen to it regularly or just that one time?
I don't know. I know my Uncle Bill, my godfather Bill, he listens to the podcast every week.
Does he enjoy it? Or does he just listen to it as a family obligation?
Well, his son is Mike Lynch, who works on the Adam Carolla podcast, so he listens to podcasts.
Wow, your family is so embedded in the podcast world.
We love it.
What about you, Jonah? Does your family listen?
They don't know what a podcast is.
Okay. I feel like we do need to educate some people.
No, I think my brother listens to the podcast. You've met my brother. I think that's it.
My godfather, the coolest thing about him was, like, he's a rocket scientist. He's, like, literally a rocket scientist. So you'd be like, hey, what are you, rocket scientist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Podcasting is not rocket science, according to him. Here's a guy that says, Kevin, good episode. I mean, Kevin is his name. He's not addressing anyone named Kevin. We should just refer to a fourth person called Kevin on the episode, but he never speaks.
Kevin, shut the fuck up.
Come on, Kevin. Jesus Christ, Kevin.
Or your fictional brother.
No, that was Peter.
It was Peter.
But I'm sure someone on Wikipedia has changed it to Kevin by now. Good episode. You guys should have Rich Fulcher of the Mighty Boosh on sometime. Oh my god, we should totally have Rich Fulcher on. He'd be great.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take the good,
you take the bad, you take the good, you take the bad. That's Rich Fulcher.
That's Rich Fulcher. Yeah, a guy with Alzheimer's singing the Facts of Life theme song.
Rich Fulcher is a phenomenal performer.
Yeah.
He has a book out, which is also great. He was on the Mighty Boosh. You know, I'll tell you, any American performer who can go over and win over England is a fucking genius comic in my book.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you look at guys like, you know, Bill Hicks crushed in England, Dimitri crushed in England, Greg Proops was an England crusher.
Yeah.
And Fulcher is one of those guys that went over there and just, like, just tore it up.
Yeah.
So we absolutely will have Rich Fulcher on the show. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be real fun.
And now that we have the new Nerdist and Meltdown space, which you can follow, by the way, at Nerdmelt on Twitter.
At Nerd Melt.
They just started following me. I was the 35th person they followed.
Well, there you go.
Is that a weird thing for you? Is that why you're saying it?
I feel like I should have been like, you know, 8 at least.
Maybe they were just going down a list of people.
Listen, it was Emily, and I talked to her about it.
Wow. Wow, jeez. I like that you just looked under something because of your awkward hand motion. I'm so sorry. And thank you to Charles, who posted on here. I think he's the one that may have put up your Wikipedia page.
Charles, thank you.
If not you, Charles, then thank you to whoever.
Correction to the Wikipedia page. If anyone wants to post it, I was born in Stoneham, Massachusetts, not Lowell, Massachusetts.
Jonah, wake up.
Sorry, I just had the most horrible dream where Matt was trying to...
That's not the 18th time you've done that this week.
It's the second time.
No, it's the fourth time.
No, I did it yesterday.
No, you did it yesterday.
Or no, I did it today, earlier today.
Yesterday. Girls.
Twice yesterday.
Girls. Yeah.
Today,
yeah,
and then just now.
Okay, do you know how to count? Because that is not 18. That's not 18.
That's four.
No, you said that's not the 18th time you did the thing. And it's
sometimes it gets me, and I just get annoyed by it, and it stops being fun for me, which is now.
All right, change your tampons. Comic guy writes.
It is entertaining. I think we could just do an hour podcast of you guys sniping each other.
Oh, really?
It's not each other.
You know how to count?
I know how to count because I know how to use numbers because I work on computers.
Oh, yeah, you work on computers. Yeah.
Like, just
wait, do we become Robin Williams? Do you like Robin Williams?
Oh.
Just 45 minutes of watching you guys act like brothers, just annoying each other. Matt's he's stewing a little bit. He's stewing a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Oh, and you're just getting the listeners on your side.
That's right. That's right. Part of my master plan.
So all
right,
they can't tell us apart anyway.
That's true. They don't know who we are.
Why does Matt pick on Jonah all the time? No, it's the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
Comic guy writes, I'm listening to the podcast and I suddenly realize I have no idea what's going on, who you people are, what you're talking about. The only reason I know this podcast exists is because you had Kevin Smith on the other week. And with my overall lack of life, I listen to just about anything he does. Now I listen because your voices are soothing and you make my headaches go away.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Or don't. It's okay. I don't really remember what you said, so I can listen to old stuff again and again, and it's all new to me. Have a nice day.
Oh, shit. Thanks, bro.
I love this guy.
What a great disease to have.
That is a great... Quement. That is a question or a comment.
Yeah, it's a question. It's a comment. It's a
Quement.
That's fantastic. So you guys are going home to Mari.
I got a flight at 9 in the morning, and I go straight to work. Web soup writer Mike Henry's picking me up from the airport, and we just head on over to the offices.
But it's nice, though. You and Deanna came in Friday, and you've had a couple days to hang out. And...
Yeah. We have plans tonight. We're going to watch some more comedy. Going to go to that Funnier Die party.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super. I still have. I got to host the Interactive Awards, and then I have two more comedy shows, and then
tonight,
tomorrow.
Oh,
and then some other stuff during the day, as we, you know, I'm meeting with people because we're gonna build a Nerdist app.
Finally,
I know, right? Oh, if only money were limitless.
Didn't someone just make one for us?
Yes, a guy made a Nerdist app, and he made it for a class, and. He very kindly emailed me and was like, oh, I submitted it to the App Store. Should I take it down? I was like, yeah, just take it down. Only because we're going to make an official one. And, you know, there probably should only be one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I submitted through the developer app and, you know, like through the developer program. And so, you know, we're gonna make one.
Cool.
But it should be fun. Like, I want it to be able to you know, like, show pictures from the space at Meltdown like, run the podcast and get the blog and... You know, maybe get tickets to shows and, you know, just really kind of
make it
a thing. Yeah, make it a thing. Because what's going to happen is we'll start doing video when apps start moving over to the TV platforms.
Yeah.
Like when people adopt Google TV and when Apple TV starts doing apps, which I'm sure they will do in an upcoming iteration of iOS.
Yeah.
You know, like we'll just start fucking rocking out some videos, you guys.
Rocking out.
And when I say rocking out, I mean singing Starship songs.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. Nothing's going to stop us now from the mannequin soundtrack. We're going to get our mannequins who come to life so we can fuck them. Hey, let me ask you a question. If you're the movie Mannequin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Cattrall, super hot. If you're fucking Mannequin, because I don't remember her name, so I just call her Mannequin. If you're fucking Mannequin in human form,
dick falls off.
And Hollywood comes in and sees her, does she encase your cock in Mannequin when someone else sees her?
Probably closes the clamp.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like it's not a closing of a clamp. It's not like it's the vagina area and the mannequin's still there. It's just covered up. It would just have to seal up. It would just kind of basically fuse with your dick.
It and not unlike entombing you, like she was an Egyptian princess. In the, if you follow the story, I'm sure there's a lot of mannequin fanfic out there.
He's not wrong.
Fannikins.
Yeah.
We're fannikins. We're big fannikins.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would imagine, because I don't understand why she got turned into a mannequin to begin with, because didn't it happen in ancient Egypt before there were mannequins? Or am I not understanding the history of mannequins properly?
Well, maybe the curse evolved with time.
Really? An evolving curse? That is a fucking good curse.
It's a great curse. You just got to... it's like the Constitution. You got to make sure it changes with the times.
Yeah. So in the Middle Ages, she turned into a suit of armor?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what she does.
And then in the Victorian era, she turned into wax.
Yeah, that's it.
And then in the 1940s, she turned into Bakelite.
What?
Bakelite was a...
Big light. It was a pre-plastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when telephones weighed 1,000 pounds.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. And only really strong people could answer the phone, and they just had one muscular. You don't remember what you said? What else is there? Anything else coming out that you guys are excited to see?
I'd like to see Paul. I want to see that.
I've been hearing.
I read the script because I hosted the panel at Comic-Con last year, and the script was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if the script is exactly what got shot,
was
then it should be a fun movie.
Was that not the panel where that guy got stabbed in the
It was
eye?
Right after, yeah. So there was the one panel, I think it was a Harry Potter panel. And,
oh, that's right, because he had a Harry Potter t-shirt on.
And we were literally about to walk on stage to do the Paul panel. I mean, and it was like Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Sigourney Weaver, Jeffrey Tambor, Seth Rogen, Joe Latrullio, and all these people are about to walk out. And they come back and they're like, let's go back up to the green room. There was a stabbing. There was a stabbing. He's fine, but Jesus. There was a stabbing.
Jesus.
There was a stabbing? So they ushered us up to the green room. And I'm glad they did because Harrison Ford was up there hanging out. I didn't talk to him because what am I going to say? It's not like I can talk to him like he's the Duke spirit. Hey, good Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, hey, nice Blade Runner.
Hey, man, got any pot?
Nice Blade Runner. Good working girl. Good working
yeah,
girl.
Good working girl. Yeah.
I really admire your helicopter flying skills.
Yep, yeah. This is really good. Hey, nice Clear and Present Danger.
Hey, 7 days, 7 nights. Awesome.
It's a good thing you finished 7 nights because he would have thought the ring was calling him because he watched that tape.
7 days.
So that was kind of a treat. It was literally
that movie, 7 days.
I did not belong in that room. I looked around the room and it was like, Olivia Wilde, Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford. Jesus. They're all talking. It was like the Laugh Olympics of celebrities. I mean, I know Laugh Olympics was the Laugh Olympics of celebrities if you're a kid, but this was the real Laugh Olympics of celebrities.
It was like Wacky Racers when all the Hanna-Barbera cartoons get together and
race each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love
Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Hey guys, let's go get Snagglepuss tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
South by Southwest.
Right, even.
Put it right there, where the guy fucking me can see it at the bottom of my back. To the right, even.
So you're saying Snagglepuss... Wait, I don't understand. So are you, Jonah, getting a Snagglepuss tramp stamp, or does Snagglepuss have a tramp stamp of Snagglepuss?
That's a
meta Snagglepuss.
It's a fan. It's a fan of Snagglepuss.
Okay. Put it there so they can see my face when they're fucking me.
Make the tail my dick.
Make my butthole my mouth. By the way, that you can all read this in Snagglepuss Unauthorized Biography.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking crazy fucker.
Yeah. There's some tattoo shops here around Austin.
The Snagglepuss Autobiography, Puss Snaggle.
Yep.
Let's go snag some peas.
I've not been impressed. I've not eaten good food since I've been in Austin, really.
Right, me either.
I mean, like, I
turned on me when I did not like those tacos.
No, I had
sliders,
some...
The sliders next to Esther's Follies are really good.
Are they really?
Spicy, get the spicy one.
You're like, I can't have bread.
Yeah, I know. You don't count.
All right.
Apparently he does count because when you said he did it 18 times, or did I mix you guys up?
He said I did a joke 18 times and he only did it 4.
Listen, I don't want to stir shit up, but what bothers you the most about Matt?
Nothing at all, really.
Okay, Matt, what bothers you about Jonah?
The way he is.
Okay. All right, so there is a disparity between those two. Jonah said nothing, and Matt said the way he is.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe if someone hated the way you are, wouldn't you make fun of them too?
I see it now.
See? You hate me. That's why I treat you like this.
I don't hate you. Don't ever say that. That's not nice.
You guys love each other.
We do.
You love each other like
He's
sisters.
He's like my big brother.
Yeah. Adorable.
And less into Jesus. Than my actual brother.
Than your actual brother is. Is your actual brother into Jesus?
Yeah, he's a born again guy.
What happened to his first birth?
I don't know. He was like really into metal when he was a kid. He had like a heavy metal band in high school and like right after high school. And he was like, I don't believe in God. And then he met this girl and then he was a born again Christian.
Ah, vagina, the gateway to God.
Yep, he'll do it every time.
So did he change his metal band to Christian metal? Like, we are steel wool, as in the Lamb of God.
Now, I believe he plays drums in the Orlando, Florida, whatever Baptist church band.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The Baptists?
Sure, the Baptists. That's, isn't that a word somewhere? Oh, it's the Baptist.
Yeah, no, the Baptists. Those are the British.
Baptists.
The Baptists. Were your parents really religious when you were growing up?
Were my parents? No. They got more so when I... Maybe I didn't notice it when I was a kid, just because I just that was what we did. We went to church every Sunday, but my dad never went because he was always either off of the National Guard or home. And then I went to Catholic school, and then I went to Catholic high school. And then right when my brother sort of went over to the whole born-again thing, my dad became uber-Catholic, like as a one-upsmanship.
Oh, so your brother's Baptist.
Yeah.
And your father is Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
And that makes you... I don't know how
it would be. Still, okay. That makes you agnostic!
Yay! Yeah, no, science makes me agnostic.
Ah, yeah. Well played.
Science makes you atheist.
No, well, not necessarily.
The God particle...
Richard Dawkins. God is dark matter.
So, when people sneeze, sometimes I say bless you, sometimes I say science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other times I say secular humanism.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
As my friend Etta Devine pointed out once.
I like when I sneeze, I like to act like it was the first time it's ever happened to me at this point in my life. And so it's just like, I go like, achoo, what the fuck was that? What the fuck is happening to me? What the fuck was that? Oh God, I'm fucking dying. I'm fucking dying, aren't I?
My soul just gave me quick, grab it.
Yeah, exactly. Or when
one said bless you.
When someone else sneezes, act like it's like the only time you've ever seen that. I'm just like, are you gonna fucking die? You're gonna fucking die. What the fuck happened? What was that noise?
All this clear liquid just came out of your mouth and nose.
What the fuck, you're fucking melting.
Boom, dun, 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 dun. Sorry, that was the house opening. You just did a thing where it felt like it'd be opening of a house.
And then he was the
old switcheroo where you think it's one person's gonna have the ailment and the other guy has the ailment.
Yeah, exactly.
They do that.
I have a cough. With one person be like, I have a cough, and a woman's like, are you okay? And then her legs fall off to the massive attack.
But even the other way, it's if you do it, Law and Order, or it's a guy. It's like, hey, is that a dead body? No, I was confused, and then he gets shot.
Oh, the old switcheroo.
No, they should do that. I just made that up with the power of my mind.
They should do that.
They should just, the opening for Law and Order should just be, hey, is that a dead body? Yep. Gong, gong. Nothing clever.
Yeah, yeah.
They should just do a generic Law and Order.
That's the best way to go.
You know what? We are at about 50 minutes, which I think is a good place to stop right now. Sure. We're going to go back, and I want to catch the end of John Oliver's show. And,
yes. Well, no, it didn't start till
8:30.
What time is it now? Oh, it's only 7:45. All right.
Sorry, we could still get there.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are wrong. That clock has not been set yet due to daylight saving.
That's right. It is 8:45.
Yeah.
Which means nothing to the people listening. Unless someone is actually listening to this and it is now... If you're listening to this and it's 8:44, something magical is about to happen to you.
Please post on our website that is the case.
In the comments. That are comments. Also questions because they're comments and they're comments. Just trying to give people other things to complain about. I hate the Quement song. That is an inside joke. A Quement is a dumb word. It'll fuck you in the face.
You're not wrong.
All right. Thank you. Oh, by the way, Jonah, I did want to mention one more Quement, which was specifically for you. Acrylicana writes, R.E. white people problems. Louis C.K. has been using that term a lot lately, not saying it's popular on Twitter is on account of him or helped by him, but I'd like to think so simply to share the love of good comedy. And yes, condescending terms. So Louis C.K. has been using white people problems.
Oh, really?
Been hearing it a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. No, I just been...
He's a meme builder, that Louis C.K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I did not know that.
I really am enjoying the new meme, the saxophone player playing Careless Whisper everywhere. Have you seen that yet?
Yep. It's not a meme. I thought it was just a video.
Well, it then becomes something on Know Your Meme.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like you guys are not enjoying your burrito right now.
Well, I am.
Glad he is, because it has a flour tortilla. I can't.
Enjoy your burrito.
Tune in next week when will Matt and Jonah make friends again? Will they be in an echoey studio apartment outside a loud music festival with a weird gray slick painting of Alice in Wonderland? Tune in and find out.
Or will you guys ever dance again? Guilty feeling? Got no rhythm? They're literally leaving me alone.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, Chris.
Here I am alone.
Is this still recording?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Shh, 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 shh. So you can hear Jonah peeing in the background. I'm in my 30s and I'm giggling at a man peeing.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.